mentioned what he brought from Avais Mandel Zechitzadik for Kodesh Lebrocha, that he felt that waiting for Mashiach and not doing anything was also not the right direction, that we need to, as he said, we have to open our suitcases and get on with the job. We have to wait for Mashiach, Havada, but not be waiting for Mashiach because Mashiach's already here and we have nothing left to do, just wait for Mashiach. We have to get up and do what we have to do. He mentioned the enormous upheavals and changes taking place in this generation on the one hand. On the other hand, he described a sprouting, a beautiful revival, a return to Yiddishkeit, massive Baal Teshuva movement, and the growth and the flourishing and of the Torah world in Eichut and in Kamut. That's kind of where he described. And then we said, Metz Hashem, this week we'll start dealing with what the Nisoin is. So where's the Nisoin here? Tav Zayin. Ach l'um ze oimed doreinu b'nisayoin kashe ma'oid. Shegam bo lo tisnaseinu ma'oilo. We are facing a Nisoin that we've never faced before. Kli ha-technologia chadashim ha-tikshoret ha-elektronit b'kol gavna mahavim sekona kiumis l'dor shelanu. The technological advancements, the communication, the social media, the connectivity, electronic connectivity, represents a sekona that no generation has ever had to face before. And it's not even understood properly where the Nisoin is. In Pama Chevro Ma'amad Hagonu Ala Adam Moira Basav Adam Ayashrei Maleni B'Bnei Achet. If before peer pressure, embarrassment, fear of what people would say about us guarded us against sin, Kais Yudi Oimed Lemul Melat Ois Hachet V'Taivas Bli Hagonu. Today a person is facing a Nisoin where he can be involved Ad Sharei Tuma Mem Nun Tesharei Tuma without any mogen, without any protection. Hulavode v'rak boi lo meimoi. He's alone with Hashem and he can go anywhere. Ein chevra v'ein shum goyim chitzoni sheichin lemoine minachet. Nisyoin zehu bebechinas kiddush Hashem shemayim b'seisa. That's what we called and we discussed it before at length. The nisyoin of kiddush Hashem shemayim b'seisa. It's being Makadosh Shem Shemayim in private, because there's no one there, there's no one to protect you, you're alone. Zu hi tekufa chadosha shel prikus oil. It's a new period of being throwing off the yoke of heaven. Harbe me'ele sherachmanan litzlan oizim es haderech, yoidim es ha'emes, ve'ein shum dobe shemafriya lehem bibachina ideologit. Those most people that are gone off the derech, they know that Torah is right, they don't have an ideological issue with Torah, it's not Aristotle that's getting in their way. That's not what's bothering them. It's the taiva, it's the plunging into things they shouldn't be in, and then afterwards they just can't anymore. Yes, it all came. And in Tzoyin B'toich Dor Shel Ozus Metzach V'chutzpah. We find ourselves in a generation where you have an enormous growth of chutzpah and Ozus Metzach, just brazenness. Adishut choisi ichpat kiut, lo ichpati, no one cares about anything. Shafilu alicha achat taiva ein kan ela hafrokus lishmo. Going off to your tavas today isn't even considered something that you have to be worried about peer pressure, because what's wrong with it? Adam agish chopshi lasois kekola ila ruche. Person can do whatever he wants, l'shem shamayim. In the name of Torah and religion, you can do whatever you want. He knows the truth. He won't argue with you about the truth. But it is Hashem and the Torah, and it's all true, and so there's no picosus here. It's all true. Okay, recognizing the problem is already a big part of the solution, but is there a solution? Is there something we can do about it?
Yeah. Yes.
I speak to them every day. They know the Torah is true. They know that Hashem is true. They know they shouldn't be doing it. Aval en malasot. Either everyone's doing it, or kachze. They know the truth. They know the Torah is true. He's not coming to you and saying, yeah, but maybe, and he's coming with Aristotle, and he's got Stephen Hawking at his fingertips, and he's throwing all philosophy at you, whatever. Where from? He's got no philosophy. He's got no ideological problems. He hasn't got an alternative ideology for Yiddishkeit. When the communists came, they thought they had an ideology. It was a vikuach, maybe not, maybe yeah, they had ideologies. There was a vikuach. Today, secular Zionism, it was an ideology.
Yeah.
It's a bankrupt ideology. There's nothing there today. We see there's nothing there. There was an ideology. Today, what ideology is there? Who's got an ideology today?
It's money, it's...
Eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow you're going to die. There's a called ideology. So there's no vikuach in ideology. He'll tell you straight. I'll tell you straight. And your dad's Avalmani say, I shouldn't have got involved in the internet, but now that I'm involved, I can't get out of it. And what am I going to do? And Bocha told me last week, I can't get married. He's 24 already. You know, what am I getting? I can't. How can I get married when I'm up to my eyeballs in tumor? How can I get married when I've got all these tithes? He knows it's true. He knows it's always true. He knows he's supposed to be getting married. Avalmani say. And then when you find a therapist that specializes in this field, he tells you he's got a year waiting list. Got a year waiting list. You understand? It's not just one problem. Not just one kid's got a problem. It's a bayak. Catastrophic.
But we have a lack of knowledge of Torah. That means that people don't know what is.
Excuse me. He went through the best of the chinuch that we have to offer.
Yeah.
Both here and in America. Mm. He went through Cheder or Beis Yaakov, yes. He went through Yeshiva Gedoli, Yeshiva Ketane, he went through Yeshiva Gedoli, he's learning in the best Yeshiva Gedoli in the world. And he's the best Bocha in the best Yeshiva Gedoli in the world. Ah, what the hell? There's something wrong.
But the most.
There's something wrong. There's something wrong then. No, there's nothing wrong with the Chinuch. Yesh Taifa. Yesh Nisayon, and we don't have the Kaelin to deal with the Nisayon. I don't think. Where they recognize the problem. The problem is denial. You want to tell me that there's no, you'll speak to the Menahelet or the Beis Yaakov, until you know we don't have this problem. Fine. That's denial. Just one second. But where they acknowledge the problem, there's solutions, and they deal with it, and it's amazing to see the solutions. Go look at Yeshiva's Rashi. Bochen that a year ago that were in jail, that are today mamas starker than anybody. Those are the real future of Klal Yisrael. They've been seriously tested and passed. They're back on track. There are solutions. Sorry.
I'm just going to say that in the time, I want to say that the time of was incredibly high. And that was, and we can't understand it because we don't have those same...
Right, and they knew the truth.
So we have a different type of...
Nachon. This is our Nisoyin. This is our Nisoyin. There they had a solution to the Nisoyin. They just can say they leshechted the tiber for Avodah Zarah.
We haven't got that.
But I'm saying today we can't shech the tiber. Today we have to come up with solutions. In Achinam. Okay, so we can start now. Nevuas Malachi, the last Nevuah that brought down in Tanakh, is Malachi, yeah? Zachariah and then Malachi. HaNevuah L'Doreinu. That's the Nevuah for our generation. Almanas Lavi is Davarenu La'ari, Sheyesh Lanu Tafkid Mais L'Doreinu. In order to clarify and enlighten and show a light on our door that there is a unique tafkid in this generation, and he wrote simply shtamesh barayon amamchish es tmunas hamatzav v'yameinu kach noi chalag diheitiv umeduyak es tafkideinu ba'is hazos v'novi malochi megalel anu keitzed yira hamatzav v'dekufa achorein if nebi yosa Mashiach. In order to make this a bit more real for us, in order to get it a bit actualized properly, what exactly our tafkid is here, we've got to look in Malachi. He describes what the generation just before Mashiach is going to look like. V'kacho oimer v'nosa achreina. Zichru teiris Moshe, avdi, asher tzivisi oisei b'chayrev, al kol Yisrael chukim v'mishpotim. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my eved, my servant, that I commanded him b'chayrev, on all of Klal Yisrael, all the chukim and mishpatim. Hinei anoichi sholeich lechem es Eliyahu anovi lifnei bo yoyim Hashem agodol v'anoira. Behold, I am sending. No one ever speaks like that. Nobody ever said, behold. No, when was the last time you wrote a letter to a plant and said, behold, I'm sending you a claim for. No one said, behold. V'hinei anoichi sholeich lechem es Eliyahu anovi lifnei bo yoyim Hashem agodol v'anoira. Behold, I am sending before you Eliyahu anovi before the great day of Hashem. V'heishiv leiv avoy solbonim v'leiv bonim al avoysom pen avo v'hikeses haritz chir. And he will return the hearts of the fathers on the sons and the hearts of the sons on the fathers. Pen lest, always negative, pen is always negative. I will come and blow, give them blows to the land and destroy it. Oh, good, that's what the whole book's about. Good. There's three specific matzovim situations that are described in this pasuk. Zichra Torah Moshe, right? Hina noichi shalach lechem Eliyahu Novi. The cases are its cherem. Let's see. Let's go through it and take apart this pasuk. Harishayne Zichra Torah Moshe Avdi. Riboy Otsum Shalimur Atayra Prichas Hayeshivas Makoimus Atayra Vayir Boifen Shiloh Ayad Dugmosa Doris Rabbi. Zichru Toris Moshe, there's never been such a sprouting and such an involvement printing, the, just the Sforim being put out, Toris Moshe, the unbelievable burgeoning of Torah in the world today. Never in the history of the world was there such a thing. But Maral Mizbah Sheposuk Zeh, Einu Beged Tzivui. This Zichru Toris Moshe Avdi, the Maral says, not a command. It's Haftocha. That's what's going to be. El Haftocha Shezeh Matzav, Riboy Otsum Shalimud HaTorah B'Yeshivas B'Koylim, Koylel Balabatim, Koylel Chatzos, Koylel Shishi, Shabbos, Ein Sof Chiburim Chadashim, Shirim, Muklotim, Mikol Kitzvay Teivel, B'Kol Mikzois HaTorah Mamash. Riboy Otsum Shal Bati Knesis, Bati Midrash, Shivas Shoyz Do, Lo ayu kahana baham Yisrael. Zehu aftoche lo kis shil lo tishkach mi pizoro zichru Toris Moshe. We don't have to look far. 20 years ago when we started the first Kodol Balabatim in Bet Shemesh in the Kiryah, there wasn't one shul in the whole of Ramat Bet Shemesh that had a Kodol Balabatim. How many are there today? Show me the shul that's empty in the morning. Bring me a shul. You're looking for a shul. You want to go learn in the morning. Bring me the empty shul in the morning. There's no such thing. 20 years ago, there wasn't one shul where they were learning a balabatim. The Gro had the koilo, but there were no balabatim learning there. A few, maybe. That's what all came to us. They schlepped to the Kiryak. Imagine, a balabos wanted to learn had to schlep to the Kiryak. Today, we had to schlep, yeah, from the Kiryak.
Amen.
It was a bigger deal then. The buses were terrible.
Yeah. The yeshivas, the koilo, it's endless. It's endless. Wherever you go. Koilel Erev Shabbos, Koilel Matzah Shabbos, Koilel Lunchtime Koilel, in Shirin for Balabatim, in Naimi, all over, in all the shopping. And the printing, this is the golden age of printing, if there ever was. Look, tapes. Pick up the phone, you phone, you millions of Shirin, millions of Shirin, whatever you want. There's a shortage of Toras Moshe in the world today. And that says the Maharal, is Zichri Toras Moshe Abdi. He said, that's not a command, it's a Toche. They are Matzah before Mashiach. Hasheni, the second part of the Pasuk, is Pen Ove Vekisi Es Haaretz Cherem. Vois Azman Bidyuk. At that time, Bidyuk. Kasha Toire Poreches Umeshageshes. Where the Torah is sprouting and burgeoning, ha'olam kulo b'matzav shel cherem. The world will be in complete cherem. What is cherem? Cherem hu uvdan v'kilyon. Misery and depression. Naka liroit la'avin ba'alil shemi shelo yelech achre Hashem hu oylech litkrat avdun v'heres atzmi mukhlet. You don't have to look too hard today to see that someone is not walking with Hashem. Okay, how frum he is, but he's not walking with Hashem. He's completely miserable and depressed and completely destroyed. Sorry, cherem. Even according to the Goyim, the studies coming out of Tel Aviv University, the studies coming out of America, whatever, the total Churban destruction of the world today, the social world, the total breakdown of families, as a result of the technology that the whole world is mitparekin, absolutely mitparekin. Yeah, you see it clearly because yeah, there's no etiquette, there's no ethic about it. But you're waiting to check out of the bar call or whatever. You're waiting to check out, and she's on the phone. The other day she was playing a game. I couldn't get her to get up and go look because she was playing a game.
Cashier.
Today I can say bar call because bar doesn't exist anymore, so I'm not speaking about tomorrow. One of the supermarkets, yeah, one of the great, wonderful supermarkets. She's busy playing a game. She's busy blowing up things on her phone, and I'm trying to get somewhere, and I'm in a hurry, and he's off this. You tell me that's not what the novice is talking about? Yeser al kain, bechinas acherim. Mitgalit bedoreni kain oisa matzva musko etzel achan shemol becheru. Interesting how he puts a sibya. But the cherem of this generation, he says, you see by the matzv that was musko etzel achan. Shemol becheru. What was the cherem? The cherem was don't go near the property of Yericho. No one was allowed to take spoils from Yericho. No, he went and took. Achan went and took. Nobody knew about it. It was done secretly, privately. No one knew about it. Hashem had to come and tell Moshe what was wrong.
Yeshua,
sorry, Moshe was not. This was in Eretz Yisrael. Thank you. They had to come and tell Yeshua where they messed up. So that's the second thing. Hashlishi, Hanavi Malachi Megale Lanu Shelifnei Bias Mashiach Hizgale Eloah Novi. The Maral explains, Ein pirushe dafket gilu Eliyahu behakitz or bechalom. Doesn't mean Eliyahu is going to come to you in a nevuah or in a dream. Elagam machshavus varayonot hanoiflois beleiva adam yesh behem bemechinas gilu Eliyahu. The arousal to the tshuva, the arousal to them close to Hashem, people wake up in Hollywood and decide that they want to go Yerushia. Where did that come? Where do you get that from? A guy who's in Memteh Shari Tuma wakes up in Hollywood one morning and decides he's got to stop keeping Shabbos. Where would that come from? He didn't think about Shabbos. He went on Lama, it's on the front saying about Shabbos. He worked out that if he's going to keep Shabbos, he has to do it in Israel. There's not Shaykh in Hollywood to do what he wants to do and find out about it. He came out today, he's not even awesome, mate. What? Someone knocked in and said, do you want to hear a Shabbos? No, he woke up one morning, literally, and decided he has to find out what Shabbos is. His life is verging out of control. He's one of the richest directors of the most successful pop group in the world at the time. He was the director. His life was spinning out of control. He had everything he wanted. Locha said, communities, I'm jet, he had this, whatever. He woke up on his time, he's got to keep Shabbos. That's the Eliyahu Novi we're talking about. Doesn't mean that someone's going to knock on your door. There's an old man with a, you know, like a little Santa Claus figure standing there, like a made Eliyahu Novi. You know, with his little, he's wearing black. Eliyahu, if you notice in the kids' books, when Eliyahu comes in the middle of the night, he's always wearing black. This miserable, broken creature coming and, you know, testing to see whether you'll be kind to him or not. You know, whatever. Okay. Nice cute stories. That's not the Eliyahu we're talking about. That's not the Eliyahu that the Navi is talking about. We're talking about in Machshava, in ideas, in thoughts, a person's going to start waking up. Ein oid b'more, nine pashas v'yetze b'sefer David Tzedek, achrei mois, v'hu yavi l'matzev shol v'heishiv leiv ovos albonim. Klaima, lo dai lanu b'zichre teres Moshe avdi. Zichre teres Moshe is not going to be enough. Horai, you see it. All the burgeoning and the growth and the sprouting of all the wonderful Torah and the wonderful yeshivas and koilim and koil bat that we have, you see that I must speak. You see that I must speak. Alein Eliyahu ka'avuseinu kadoshim Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov k'mayim Eliyahu zal betana de v'Eliyahu shechayim adam loyma matay yagia maisi l'maisa avoysa Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov. Torah's Moshe is not enough. We need the Torah of Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov. And that's a chiv somebody has to do every day. He's got to ask himself, when am I, my ma'isim going to get to the ma'isim of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? Doesn't say, when am I ma'isim going to get to Moshe? Zichru Torah's Moshe. And Achinami, there'll be an enormous zikaron of Torah's Moshe. And what's going to be chose is going to be the Torah of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Be'emes kashala avines astira gedoyle b'matzaveni keitzi yitokhen shebo zmanit mitpateich oylam atoyle bo'ifen nifla.
It's very hard, and we've struggled with that. Yeah, we've spoken about this many times in this group. The enormous contradiction between, on the one hand, the enormous growing and burgeoning and growth and wondrous awakening of Torah in the world, and at the same time, in the system, there are people, Rahman al-Tzan, connected to the worst tumi in the world. Beis Vaad Vesnus. What's that talking about? One of the simonim that Mashiach is on its way, Beis Vaad, Hofuch Luz, Beis Vaad will be turned to Znus. It means a gathering of the wise people, a gathering of the Beis Vaad. A Beis Vaad is a place where the wise people get together, will be for Znus. What does that mean? Where's it taking place today? That's a Beis Vaad?
Government.
That's the snus. Where's the Beis Vaad?
The government.
That's wise people. Idiots in the world. These shivers. A boy sitting in yeshiva and he's learning. He's got an iPhone in his pocket. That's not Beis Vaad, is it? Where is it if not there? I'm not saying that's the only place, but it's the only place that concerns me. Ma'ach Patli, if they're sitting in some Manhattan office and they're all sitting together and discussing how they can make people get more pleasure and more enjoyment, whatever. All the cleverest people in the world today, what are they concerned about? How to make an ice cream with a new flavor that they can sell more ice cream next to it. That's what the world's about. There's something going on out there. But it's fine, it's loose. I'm saying this, I'm getting into trouble because it's recorded. I heard this from big people. You want to come off to me, I'll tell you who said it. I won't quote him because I don't know if he wants his name to be mentioned yet.
Chaitanya.
Kipshuta, no. Kipshuta, I'm in so much trouble.
I'd like to hear that.
Someone listen to me. If I'll ask you tomorrow what I said today, no one's going to remember anyway. Beis Vaad, listen. It concerns us. That's our worry. You send a kid off to yeshiva today, you're happy, you're safe. Used to be a time where you used to daven that your kid would get into a good yeshiva, and once he's a good yeshiva, he's like the cholent. The minute you put the cholent on the pot, you have the right ingredients, the right warmth, then if you go to sleep, you know tomorrow you'll have a good cholent. That's what it used to be like. They used to say a boy's like a cholent. Just make sure you get him to the right yeshiva, right friends, like Corbis said, you can sleep at night. Today, the only thing you used to daven is maybe you won't get involved with bokhim from another yeshiva. You know, you're worried about that, but today, terrifying.
We don't say that Yetzirah to broke the Yetzirah, you have to bring in the Bet Midrash.
I'm not saying not. I'm not. I'm not arguing with you 100%. Aval ze mafchid. The Tevis Noach that the yeshiva used to be. You know yourself, you sit here the whole day. Kimat, yeah? This is a Tevis Noach? Phone ringing, this one walking in, these people speaking nonsense here in the middle of that, and people are sneezing, talking, whatever. It's out of control, man. This is a Tevis Noach. This is where you go where there's a flood. Nachinami, this is the best we have. This is in Nachinami. This is what we have today. Aval, you can't turn around and say, Anima Gisha, this is the best you'll find. You won't find much better than this. But it's far from what it's supposed to be. Far from what it's supposed to be. Lo dai lanu bezichrus teres Moshe avdi aleni liyos kavusena kedushim avram vitzak. And now we have to see what that means. Almanas laavin zoyz kamokai laavin keitzah al yedei ha'alicha bedacha avram vitzak v'yachov toy lanu letakenes matzavenu. In order to understand this and also to understand how by walking in the path of Avram Vitzak and Yaakov we were able to rectify our situation. And then it is born and mahi oimek hanakuda b'maisa v'sein Avram Vitzak and Yaakov b'shoinim ekola toira. You have to understand what was the nakuda of Avram Vitzak, what was the shoinim. Kinei, toresein ha-kadosh ha-mukhulekes l'shnei chalakim. We just encountered it a few weeks ago. The Torah, if you have a look, is divided into two portions. There's Sefer Breishis. Melamed Otanu es Shoshe HaBriya, teaches us the roots of the Briya, Maisa Breishis, Maisa Adam Rishon, V'Noach, V'Maisa Avos HaKadoshim. The Sefer Breishis anu leindim al Shoshe HaUma HaYisraelit, Shem Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, kach shniten legi es chelek ze shel Teire, K'Teiras HaAvos. Breishis is really called Teiras HaAvos. From Adam Rishon all the way through to Yaakov, It's teaching us about Maisa Breishis, it's teaching about the Bria, it's talking about the beginnings of the creation of the Jewish people, built around largely the lives of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what Breishis is essentially about, yeah? As we'll explain later. From the beginning, how many mitzvahs are there in Sefer Breishis? Where does the Sefer Chinuch really begin? It's in Shmois. Yeah. There's one mitzvah, I believe, in Mila. Pruravu and Mila.
About Giranasha.
And Giranasha. Oh, so there's three mitzvahs. There's three mitzvahs in the whole of Breishis. The Sefer Chinuch for Sefer Breishis is one. And that spanned a period of like 2,000 years. Yeah, the next four Sfarim of the Torah for a period of 40 years. Yeah, better say what's going on here. That's called Torah's Moshe. It starts really today, with Chris Pasha, with Mishpatim. Rashab Matchim, Kol HaMitzvahs. All the Dikduka Halachos and the Mitzvahs, that's Torah's Moshe. Chilu Godel Yesh Ben Shnei Chalokim Eilu. There's an enormous difference between these two parts of the Torah. Torah's Moshe melamedes otanu eich lios Yehudim. There's no question about that. Torah's Moshe teaches you how to be a good Jew. You want to be a good Jew? No, Holat Shulchan Aruch, which is Torah's Moshe. And see, Voshtait. You want to know how to do the right things. You want to know how to take a kosher esrog. You want to know how to give tzedakah. You want to know how to be mechavad kibud av va'em. You want to know everything. How to get up in the morning. How to put on your shoes. How to go to the bathroom. Whatever you need to know how to be a good Jew, that's Torah's Moshe. אבל הלימוד והעסק בתורס אבויס מלבן אותנו למה להיות יהודים. It teaches you why to be a Jew. It's not enough to know how to be a Jew. Today what's sorely lacking is, so why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do this? מה חייב לי? What's in it for me? That's תורס אבויס. למה להיות יהודים? בספר בראשית אנו לומדים על הבריאה. Chet Adam Arishon, we learn about the creation, then we learn about Adam Arishon. Vakach Dora Mabul, the Dora Flogger, we learn about those two generations. Noach's generation, Dora Flogger, Nimrod v'Avram. Shol Shaya Noishis Kuloi, the roots of all of humanity. Vakach Alahit Patchut Ha'am Hayudi Shetchilose Matchil v'Avram Avinu. And then we get introduced to the beginnings of the Jewish people that started with Avram Avinu. Hashem will carry it on tomorrow. So what?
You miss me tomorrow.
What are you doing? No, this is fine. Thanks. As these fall out and I get lost, go. No, I'm an old guy. Even though there's different Torah's Moshe, there's an enormous boon, a wonderful Torah and everything going on. But at the same time, you see that the world is mamash fragmenting and falling apart.
How's that different from most
Then there's Heshiv Leva Shabbat, then there's Mor Eliyahu, he's going to turn everything back. So the matzah you have is a stir. On the one hand, you have an enormous increase in burgeoning of Torah. With such a new, you have a complete fragmenting depression of society totally. And then you have the third pasuk, which is Heishiv Lev Al Svarim Bonim Al Zeh. Then you have Gilei Eliyahu. Now we're discussing. We put that aside for now. Now we're discussing what's called Torah's Moshe and Torah's Avos. Two different parts of the Torah. How to be a Jew and why to be a Jew. Most people do not know how to be a Jew. It's not hard. It's very easy. You can get Hilchos Ribis in English today. Beautiful book. Every halacha sefer. You can become a bokel halacha today without ever learning to read even Russian. You don't need to learn Hebrew. I'm saying that nicely. No? You want to learn Rambans? Rambans. You want Orach Chaim HaKadosh? Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Avos Durub Nosen, English today, old school. Midrash, Chasemashu in Torah's Moshe, zilch, nothing, you have it all. If you don't know, you can phone, you can partners in Torah, you've got an excuse today for not learning. That's Torah's Moshe. The question is why? Lama tzrichet zeh? Why do I have to do this? What do I need this for? I'm a chayvi. Well, why do I have to do this? So some people say, because you have to, but get on with it. You get people up there.
But most people are not like that today. Most people, they don't speak like that. The truth today, it doesn't move people. There used to be a time when Kirov Rechaikim, you'd sit with the guy, you'd argue back and forth, eventually you'd realize, hey, this is the truth. And that would machayev him. Today, you show the guy the truth, he's not even interested in the truth, but even if you can show him the truth, he'll say, fine, we'll say that, I'm going back to bed. Just because it's true doesn't machayev me anymore. That's what's changed.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. You're right. That's an excellent question. I don't know. Why? Oh, but you see it like that, but yes. Speak to anybody involved in Kirov Rechaikim anywhere in the world today. And especially speak to someone who's involved, let's say, 30 years ago and is involved today. Speak to the old campaigners. And they'll tell you. You can prove to the guy, I called MS. No, yeah. Oh, that's it. Okay, as well. I'm going back to bed. In our day, when we were checking, we were coming from through Ramchals. We were challenging, we were struggling, we were battling. I walked into Osamach with a fossil that I found at the top of the Himalayas of a fish. And you're telling me the world's 5,000 years old? I had real vikuchi with these guys. I didn't come there just to I didn't come there for the challenge. We had real serious arguments. I went tip to toe with their tats for weeks. Then I realized this is the MS, that was it. Bah. Still trying to find a way out of this place. I worked out, if I learn long enough, I'll find the loophole and I'll get out of here. Still haven't found it. But today, Mazio Zeluch for that.
But it's not the definition of the Tuma. That means to see the truth, but not to change. That means not to be connected with...
That the Maharal, very interesting. Very interesting. The Maharal, I haven't seen it inside, and don't take me, because I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I've been told this by somebody who knows what he's talking about, apparently. But it says that Klal Yisrael didn't come out of Mitzrayim because they were Nun Shari Tuma. The ones that never came out fell into Nun Shari Tuma without all the stuff we've learned here. Baruch, you probably had better go quickly. I finished at 10 o'clock. The guys are here, it's not my business. I'm just having my coffee. I finished at 10, Rabbi. I'm finished. The tape recorder's off. We put away the tape already. There's nothing happening.
All right, it's 10 o'clock. Okay. Put you up to date with the latest ice cream flavor in the neck hood. My granddaughter said it.